Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Well, I normally do, as you know, if you listen to the show, Lee, which you're forced to because they, like, you know, broadcast you back
do it
in
anyway.
The newsroom. Would you really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that makes me feel good. But anyway.
I even listen to your podcast, too. I mean, I hear most of it already anyway, but...
Yeah. And a lot of it is the highlights from the show, yeah. So that people can't miss. Because people listen to the show on average for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, always a lot there. I always love these texts. I go, you didn't talk about it. Yes, I did three times.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just didn't hear it in the segment you listened to. And people don't realize. But we know. We have metrics. So, but anyway, people still texting in. Text writes, my husband and I are Marines, met in the Corps. We were both from South Carolina, but at duty. Station duty in California. Got married 8 months later. He was 21, me 27. He was my only good boyfriend. They're truly one in a million, a good man. I thank God I recognize that, and he brought us together. We've been married 19 years. Now we were broke and had our struggles, but our marriage is a rock. We meet your criteria of life partners, best friends, warriors for the trenches. We'd hate to go through this life alone.
Yeah, they took that trenches part literally, didn't they?
Yeah, well, you know, they're Marines, so... that's what they're good at. So yeah, just talking about a lot of this, and I guess it's just, and I know this poor guy. I mean, I didn't mean to gang up on him for an hour. This texter, but this canard that has been said in our society so many times that my parents told me, and I had great parents, fantastic, couldn't ask for better. But they were wrong about this. Well, you've got to get your ducks in a row. You got to get your career in a row. You got to focus on that. So don't be thinking about marriage. And you know what? When I look back at it, I'm like, what do we really plan as you know, me and my parents getting me ready for life, right? Well, we did a lot of research and a lot of planning for that career and for college. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. You should be doing that. Okay. But it's a matter of prioritizing and mentally, right? They didn't do any of that for marriage. Or to be deliberate about it. Like, you're okay. If you're going to go to college when you graduate high school, right? You're going to be deliberate about that. You're going to start the applications process. Starting freshman year, we're going through this now with my daughter. You're looking at, okay, class load. If you want to go to this school, let's think about schools you want to go to. What do you want to be? Okay, then you're going to need to take these classes, right? I mean, this is how we plan, right? Years out from this.
Oh, yeah.
We don't plan for marriage that way with our kids. We don't. Why? You are giving them the message from the beginning. Work is a priority. Career is a priority, especially our girls and everything. And then you can just worry about that later. Well, no. And I'm saying, no. We have that all wrong. And I have reversed that with my daughter. And Lee, I said this earlier on the show. My mom would be, I mean, her jaw would hang open to hear how I talk to my daughter compared to what she said to me.
Yeah.
The most important thing, the most important job you will ever have is wife. That is it. That is the one. That is number one. Other stuff's important. Got to pay for the kids. Got to feed the kids. Got that. We're going to take care of that. But that is not the most important thing you're going to do. Number one, husband, who you find. It will define your entire life. You know who said this? This is so cool, actually. And it really struck me. And it's not somebody you're going to think of. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Interesting.
She was at a young women's, was a young female lawyer. I don't know. Whatever. They were asking her for advice, networking stuff. And she ended up on the Supreme Court. Well, what's the most important thing? Your husband. Wait, what? Well, she's a feminist icon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your husband. You have to marry the right person. If I didn't marry the guy that I did, who had my back so much, who supported me so much to allow me to do this while being a mom too, I wouldn't have made it to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
I love that. She had that right.
Yep.
She got a lot else wrong, but she had that right.
True.
You know, and so this is where I am with my daughter, and we are having conversations that aren't happening in a lot of other places. I mean, we are beginning to talk, because she's 14 now, about deliberately looking for a man, not a male, a man. Huge difference. What is a man? How can you tell when you found one? You need a man who will be a backbone. And I talk about our marriage a lot. And I had a text earlier on saying, hey, oh, here it is. No one is perfect, Tara. That's a big problem. People are looking for that. Everyone has right. their issues.
Yeah, there's not going to be a perfect no. candidate out there. That's just as there will be no perfect marriage.
No, and my husband and I were actually just talking about that with my son. Because we have, and I've told you this before, we have a good knockdown drag out about every quarter. We do. And we are the best of friends. He is the best friend I have ever had. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. And so in a marriage, you know, you see the good and the bad of our marriage. And I point this out to my son, but I was like, look at dad. I mean, he is a rock. If I am sitting there unloading the dishwasher, he'll walk right up and start unloading it with me. Right? And I'll tell him, stop it. You got to just whatever. I'll take care of this. That is someone who has your back. Is that sexy? Is that hot? Is that going to be on a Valentine's commercial? Not really. But that's what being in the trenches means. And you can tell from the little things, Lee. It's the little things. And we don't teach our kids to look for that and how to be as deliberate 5 years out, 6 years out. Well, make sure you're taking the right courses freshman year, because by sophomore year, you have to be in these courses in order to apply for that. We don't do that with our kids with marriage, and we should. It should start freshman year. Am I making any sense here?
Yes. Making plenty of sense. This is, you know, obviously not a topic or an avenue that we usually go down, but
no.
Yeah, it's... No, it makes perfect sense.
Texter writes, Tara, I blame feminism for this crisis. Feminists yes. have said for decades that men aren't necessary and women should be focused on careers. Uh-uh, all wrong. Totally
well,
wrong.
You know, I think, you know, feminism has a part to do with it, but
sure.
also what the attack on the American male
mm-hmm.
and you know, the implications there.
And again, so much of prioritizing anything in life, like say even weight loss, right? You and I have both done mm-hmm. a lot of weight loss. A lot of it's just changing what's important in your mentality.
Right.
It's not like to the exclusion of everything. It's, hey, I'm going to have to do a little bit of extra planning to stay on the PhD
right.
weight loss plan
right.
this week. I'm
going
to have to make
yeah.
sure I have the things I'm going to eat for dinner that are healthy, right? Does that really take a lot of extra time?
No.
Not if it's top of mind and
yeah.
this is how you think. And we're just telling our daughters, well, get to your career right first. Wait till you're 30 to get married. This is the text that set me off. And
yeah.
I was like, no.
You need to be intentional, like you were talking
intentional.
About. But
yeah.
the 30-year-old... I'll put it this way, and I don't want to get too deep into this.
Sure.
But I've seen plenty of examples where that's not a great idea, because then you are limited. And once again, I'm not beating up on this person. For whatever reason, they felt like that was the right advice to give, and it may have worked in their family. I've seen other circumstances around my life where that hasn't worked out as well as it could have, and it has created some other issues and problems. You know, trying to set a timeline that far down the road, I do think is dangerous, because each year that goes by, whether you're a man or a woman,
mm-hmm.
you are further limiting the ability to get into that relationship, to find that person, and also to develop into that person that is going to be conducive to that type of relationship. The longer you spend as a single adult gets you going down an avenue that makes it more difficult, in my mind, in my experience, to be able to accommodate what you need to do to be in a good, proper relationship.
And then there's just the general negativity about marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said to my husband, I was in the mentality, which was beaten into me from the time I was young, of, you know, we got to have all these ducks in a row before you can get married. So like I waited longer to marry my husband than I should have. And when I got married, I was like, I should have done this like last year, like a year ago.
Yeah.
I am so much happier. And I don't know why it made such a difference to be married. You know, but it did. It was just, it's just like, it's the mentality of it. I have a lot of people on the text line. I'm going to call BS on something else. I'm going to have no audience left before I'm done this morning,
okay.
But what the heck? You know, just people saying, well, you know, I have a partner that we're very committed to each other. And we, you know, we've outlasted friends of ours who've been married and we've got each other's back and all of that. That is great. Okay. That is fantastic. Ask her if she'll marry you. I bet she'll jump at the chance, because you know what? If she's not your wife, she's still a second-class citizen. No one's going to tell you that, but she is. Make her a first-class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Say it. Say, till death do us part. Say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
If you mean it, then say it. Why can't you say, well, it's an old-fashioned notion. Cool. Then it shouldn't stress you or strain you at all to marry her. Ask her. You know, I had a most amazing interview with a woman who called. I still have it. You know, I should play it. And she called me, and she had three children with her boyfriend who she lived with. They loved each other, were very committed. They said they were committed to life, and for life, blah, blah, blah. And so I asked her, I was like, yeah, okay, but secretly, if he didn't have this belief that he doesn't believe in marriage, come on, you really actually want to get married, don't you? And she said she did. She wished she could, but she was afraid to tell him. Don't compromise on that.
No.
If you're committed to her for life, marry her. Stand in front of everyone you know and tell her, till death do us part. There is nothing like it. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like, oh, that's just words, maybe. And for some people it is, they get divorced.
It's not just words, though.
But it's...
It has legal implications as
well.
It does.
It says, I am all in. I am all in. You know what I think of, too? I think of so many documentaries I've seen, and just, you know, my husband being a Marine and knowing this, and like the bond those guys have in the field when they go through war together, and how they will run back onto the field.
Right.
And this happens all the time to save their buddies at risk of their life. That happens in that kind of bonding situation, right? A marriage gives you that. That is what is in the trenches. That is what it means to be in the trenches. And they'll do that for somebody they're not even married to.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's what that is.
I still think all of this goes back to, as you've pointed out, feminism and the attack on Judeo-Christian ethics and the religious aspect of holy matrimony, which is in and one thing you said a long time ago when we started talking about a lot of issues regarding marriage, one of the great failures of this country is when we made marriage a legal civil union.
Yes, the government should have never gotten involved.
It should never have been involved in it, and it is a religious institution instituted by God. And deemed in the, I mean, you can read all about it in the Holy Bible and about how it should be conducted and how it should be handled. And that's one thing you said a long time ago that really stuck with me, that the government should never have gotten involved in marriage and sanctioning it. And I think you were right.
And because it's very easy for the government to just end the marriage.
Yes, exactly.
As just this perfunctory bureaucratic matter.
And then it becomes something that is simply a legal and civil matter instead of a holy union. That is blessed by God.
Right. Something bigger than the two of you.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what you get when you're married. I bet she'd jump at the chance. If you got down on one knee and said, I love you, and I want to say in front of everyone I know that I will be with you till death do us part, I bet she would say yes. And I bet she secretly wants that. Do it and see. Like, what could it matter? You say you're together for life. You're committed. Marry her. Stop living together. Marry her. Give her that comfort. It's such a comfort. And you know what? If it's you as a woman, just think about it. Let him pop the question.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.